Okay, and what happened to me was one night I had went to my bed like around 5 o'clock, 5, 6 o'clock that evening.
Okay.
And I had on a long robe. So, okay, it had to be October, November, December because it was cold.
Okay.
And I had on a long nightgown, the ones that zip up in the front.
Okay.
So this particular night, I had told my mom that I'd be back in there to sleep in her room because I didn't like sleeping by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that night, I heard like a humming noise, like a loud hum.
Okay.
And I looked out the window, but I didn't see nothing.
Okay.
Then I remembered nothing.
Okay.
Okay. When I woke up in the morning, I was naked. I was laying in my bed naked, and my gown and my robe were folded real neatly on the floor beside my bed.
Okay.
But my body felt like something, you know, was poking me. You know, like if you're in an operating room and somebody sticks things in you.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, so when I came downstairs, I said, Mom, I said, I slept the whole night. She said, yeah, you locked the door and slept the whole night in your room. I said, but when I woke up, my gown and my robe was folded neatly on the side of the floor by my bed.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and I was naked. And it felt like somebody was doing something to me, Mommy. And she was like, what are you talking about? You know, she kind of laughed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Mom, I'm telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So then it seemed like a little while after that, maybe a week or two, I broke out with some kind of funny, like, sore.
Okay.
And it was like one on my leg, and then one came on my face. So it's documented, but I never went and got the records, but it's documented, because then I broke out with all these sores, and all the doctors were around me. And they even opened up books, and they said they never seen nothing like that before.
Mm-hmm.
And,